is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Fiona.
Hey, Jill. You have a really, really good title for today.
Well, this is another thing that I'm coming across, witnessing, observing in life today. What's becoming more apparent to me is, I guess it's, we are afraid of entering the unknown. The unknown, we need, it's like we need to know what the next step is before we put our foot there. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think it's part of our natural fight and flight. Because when we know something.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right that it is part of that. And yet, if we have to know what the next step is, we miss so much of the magical aspect of what the universe can bring in. So I was working with a client yesterday who was very concerned about this moment in his life where he wants to do something completely different. And there was a bit of guilt about that. But the main thing in working with him turned out, but I don't know what the next step is. And it became so clear to me that if we wait to know, we never find out. We just never find out. I counseled him on something which is important to me. When we get to a stage in life when we're making that big step, and that's for a lot of people right now after the pandemic or as they're dealing with the pandemic, what now? What do I do now? Somebody tell me what I got to do now. Do I have to do this? It's all that. But if there's a time that we can spend a time in silence, and that might be 1 or 2 days of pure silence, that the answer comes to us. The answer comes to us. And the answer comes to us because we begin to ask ourselves the questions of why am I feeling this way? So it's part of witnessing yourself, witnessing and listening to the words that are relevant instead of the words that aren't relevant to us. So we're all in that place right now where we do not know where we're going next. I mean, there's a whole billions of answers out there. And some of them are amazing and wonderful. Why do we shut them out by having to know what the answer is?
I think, as I said, we feel safer, which is a natural instinctual thing for humans, when we know what it is. Because when we don't know what it is, just that makes us feel unsafe or unsure. But I do think that if we're standing in the center of who we are, which is where silence brings us, not initially. Initially, it'll bring us to probably a lot of thoughts. But if we can get into nature and sit somewhere and just watch an ocean or watch a river or sit on a mountain or do something like that for a little bit and just keep going back there for a few days, we'll begin to really find that silence inside us, and that's where the answers are. That's where our natural decision-making abilities are, and it takes us away from the fear of, I'm here floating around, and that's not. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's coming. I have to grab onto something.
Well, that something can be, there's another way of getting to that something, and that's allowing that silent voice to answer some of your questions, that silent voice within you, and that is to break it into steps. So if you have to make a decision by, for example, if you have to make a decision by September, and it is now May, you can say to yourself, I'm going to check in, I'm going to listen to the voice and be calm and restful and spend some time in silence. And in July, I'll check in with myself. How do I feel about this? Do I go back to this or do I move forward? Sometimes we just need a step towards the listening to the voice inside, and that is to make the next choice of where you're going, you know, or what's been presented to you. Oh, this is a possibility. I'm going to go to that. We need to allow time for that to appear. But if it so frightens us that we might be moving forward, but we need to know. Make a plan to say, well, I need to know. I'm going to check in with my need to know in 2 months' time. And allow myself the freedom to allow dreams and options to come to me of where I go next, what's going to happen next. But allow the freedom there. Allow that spacious meadow around you so that the answer comes clearly, and you're just taken there.
That's great. And I think that if we can ask the question before we go to sleep and when we wake up, two things. So just as we go, make almost the mantra of the question as you're dropping off, and almost make a mantra of that question when you're waking up, and then let it go. Because we do have the answers inside us. As someone always said, the answer comes with the question. We just have to be silent enough to be able to hear it. So
exactly.
I think taking, as we said on the last podcast, taking the space and the silence to be able to hear throughout the day every so often. It can be just sitting and looking at a candle or a cloud or a pigeon on the windowsill. It's just a matter of taking the time and the space. I do think that if we travel, it makes it so much easier to accept change, because when we're traveling, we a lot of the time don't have anything over a change. You know, the train doesn't show up, it's late, it breaks down, or whatever it is. We're always coping with change when we're traveling. So that's one of the great gifts of traveling, is you get used to dealing with what you can't control.
Yes. And the other thing is, I've said in a very early podcast the story of how I used to take myself away for a month into a country that I'd never been in before, listening to a language I've never spoken, living with a family as their guest, perhaps, and they don't speak English. It really has been so beneficial to me, because I come back after a month knowing who I am, letting go
and
of
I think,
all the dust that everyday reality sticks to me. And, of course, that makes me far more open to many different cultures, which are so beautiful and so meaningful. I've learned so much from different cultures.
We are so lucky that we have in the United States a huge group of different cultures, and that we're not just locked into one culture. Because that's one of the things I like best about the United States, is the multiple cultures.
Yeah.
And I think so, but we do, as I said, we do feel safer when we're in a place. And I think coming out of COVID, where we've been stuck in one place, many of us, you and I have been able to move around, but many people haven't been able to move around much. And I think then people become even more stuck and even more fearful of going into the unknown. So, you know, pretty soon, I think now, actually, even if people are vaccinated, they can travel. So maybe see if you can take yourself out on a little trip just to break the mold of being stuck in one place, even if it's just a train ride to the next city.
I have a plan for my son, who really hasn't been out for almost 2 years, he reminded me yesterday. And that is because after a hernia operation, he was laid up. And so then we went into the pandemic, and there was another year. And I I got the idea yesterday, and I said, let's just take all the recycling and the trash in the boxes that have built up from deliveries from Amazon and markets and go to the recycling center. Let's take it all to the recycling center, and that'll be our day out. I think that'll be so much fun because not only will we go out, but we'll be releasing the stuff that we've been hanging on to all this time.
I think that's a good idea. And also we might be a great time to do it this spring here in the United States. But even if you're in Australia where it's fall, it might be a great time to do a spring clean, to go through all of your pots and pans, to go through your clothes, your jewelry, any kind of things, you books or whatever you might have, so that you can, even programs on your computer, go through your things and release what you can. And that helps with change, because the more we're holding.
And just to add to that, and if it's hard for you to do that, dedicate this releasing to the honor of someone or something. You know, for you, for example, you've just lost your precious Zozo dog. And so if you were doing it, you would say, I take this off to Goodwill and release it in the name of Zoe because she gave us so many years of a wonderful life.
And
that helps. That helps when people are, oh, I don't know who to give this to. I don't know. I'm not sure about this. Do it in the honor of somebody.
Good idea. And this, again, it's most of us have more than we need. And simplifying is such a freeing and amazing freeing thing to do. And it helps us to be able to jump into the unknown, because the less we're holding on to things, the less we're fearful of losing something, losing whether it's our place, whether it's a person, whether it's whatever it is, that when we're feeling like we've got to hold things, it's very difficult to move on. I know people who are hoarders, and with varying levels of hoarding, usually are people who feel that they're a little bit unsafe or a big bit unsafe, and they've just got to hold things just to keep stuff around them, because then they feel safe. They have the known around them. So, have a really good clean out. It helps to be more comfortable in jumping into the unknown.
And know that, I've always thought we don't need to know the answer to everything. We don't need to know the answer. And sometimes we don't need to know the answer because the answer already exists within us. We just need to give ourselves time for silence.
I think you mentioned
spacious meadows. Sorry, spacious meadows. I'm hooked on spacious meadows.
It's a good plan. I think you mentioned once just taking a day or an afternoon, just getting in the car and driving, but not particularly knowing where you're going. Or if you have trains, if you're lucky enough, like in Europe, to have trains, jump on a train and keep going. I used to do that when I was a kid in Europe and I was traveling around. Sometimes I just jump on a train and just go and get off there and go to Newcastle. And it's quite freeing because you never know where you're going to stop, what time you're going to stop. And it gives us a lot of power inside us to be able to just flow like that. And so, it could be something really simple. It could just be going for a walk and not deciding which way you're going. It doesn't have to be really complicated.
A train would be good. I love trains. But there was one day, I can't remember why I did this, but I did need silence. I didn't need sound around me. And I got in the car, and I drove up 395 to the bristlecone pine forest, which are ancient, ancient trees. And I pulled into a space there, up into the forest, turned off the engine, and just sat there, listened, felt the ancient ones around me. The wisdom comes from them, and at the end of that, I felt such joy. I put on a CD in the car of the Grateful Dead, and on one of the songs on the Grateful Dead, I was just singing as loud as my voice could do. It was just wonderful. It was just wonderful. And then I played Ripple, another one of their songs, and then I turned off the CD and I drove home. But I needed that. I needed that space. And
I think taking that is so important for us.
Exactly. We don't gift ourselves with that often. And especially if we're in a house with a lot of kids running around, somehow we've got to work out with friends, okay, you look after my kids one day and I'll look after yours, but I want a day of silence. And then I'll let you have a day of silence and look after your kids.
Maybe it could be the opposite. If you are silent all the time and you don't have people around, maybe take time to go into a place, because we can move around more easily now, go into a place where there are people. Make it a difference for yourself, because that will create, in a sense, a space within yourself, because now you're with people. And even if it's in a shop of some kind, you know, wandering around because you haven't been stuck in your place all by yourself, I think then you want to do the opposite, because you may have had too much silence, but gotten lost in a sense in it, and so taking a break to the opposite, then you can go back and find the silence again.
So how would you this is a question, how would you do that if you've been in silence for too long? What sort of place would you look for to reintroduce yourself to the sound of voices talking without going to a rock concert?
They'd be a bit of a shock, and I think they're not quite started up yet. But I would say go to a store that you like that's fairly busy, but not crazily busy, and just wander around looking at things. You know, enjoy, have pleasure in looking at things. Maybe you'll find something small or big that you want. And I would just say go to a store that you enjoy and take time to wander. And that way you'll hear the voices, you'll see people, you'll be, you know, as people are still taking space here, but there's still the stores like Whole Foods, which is a big supermarket for natural foods, is very busy. But at the same time, you know, you find a little bit of some salad dressing here or something there that might interest you. And so just find a place that is interesting to you. And I would say go.
That's
and take a little time.
That's good advice. That's good advice. I'm thinking for me, I would probably go to the market and pick out something I would want to make for dinner. And I'd really take a look around everything and say, okay, what am I going to create? And then get it and go home. But then I've been out in the public. And with my son, I'm going to take him to the recycling center, where we get to recycle all those boxes.
Well, it's a gift for you, because the stuff's gone out of the garage. It's a gift because you're recycling them. Somebody's going to do hopefully something with that, you know, in time. I don't know how it works anymore. But so I think, you know, we've been talking about stepping into the unknown. And even if we think of this, we don't really know where. There's still a lot of unsureness in this country, I think everywhere now. Is it going to be the same? Is it going to be something that, do we have the same job? Or it's like there's a lot of uncertainty. So I think taking the space, like you said, is so important. But if you have too much space, take the opposite for a little bit. And just know that you have the answer within you. If you're uncomfortable stepping into the unknown, it's because your fight and flight is telling you it's not safe. But then you have to do self-talk and say, it's okay. I need to be conscious and aware, but this instinctual thing, I can do some EFT, some tapping on it maybe. I don't feel safe stepping into the unknown. It feels so scary stepping into the unknown. You tap it through. EFT. Tappingsolution.com So I would say, you know, stepping into the unknown is a huge thing now, pretty much for everybody, but more so for some people than others.
And it's absolutely possible because everything's unknown and we're doing it all the time. If only we realized it. Yes, Fiona, I agree with you. Space, we need space and silence sometimes.
And you said something else there, Jill. You said we're doing it all the time. You know, we do think, which is so important what you just said, that we do think that we know we're going to drive down to the market or we know that we're going to this, but actually we really don't know 100% what's going to happen en route.
Yes.
So we are stepping
And also,
in.
Yes, we may get into a traffic jam. We may decide, we may find a friend and go off to talk to them or have a cup of coffee with them before you get to the market. It happens all the time. We're stepping into the unknown.
I think the thing is that we think we know we're going to the market and that feels safe. But and then if we see a friend, it's still, you know, it's just a part of it. But if we said to ourselves, I don't know what's going to happen on the way to the market, a lot of people would feel uncomfortable because you don't know and it's fight and flight. If again, instinctually, if we don't know, we don't necessarily feel safe. So take some time to step into the unknown in your life.
Good words. This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com, your home on planet Earth.